Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there comes a fantasy-ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Stephen Gaffney, author of Just Be Honest, also Honesty Works, and many other books. JustBeHonest.com is his website. Stephen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, you're helping us understand how to claim the power in our lives. What does it look like when someone does that? As you know, everyone's movie is different, and power, right, to me looks like one thing. But when I think I'm claiming my power and I'm so proud of myself, that might look like kindergarten stuff to some people. And then other people might say, wow, he's trying to conquer the world. It's different for everybody, and that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, I wrote an article years ago about what if Martin Luther King had just essentially been satisfied with being the best preacher. There's no, you know, that's,
yeah.
But he had higher standards. And I think one of the biggest problems is when we benchmark events against other people and other organizations versus we should just be benchmarking about ourselves. How do we know what's possible? One of the things I came up with when working with high-performing teams is there's 12 essential elements of any that I uncovered, and one of them is come from anything is possible. And some people just have a hard time with that, but the truth is,
say that again.
When somebody says it can't be done, come from anything is possible. And so that's a fundamental essential element of a consistently high-achieving team. And the reason for that is because teams that are consistently high-performing come from anything is possible. And when people say, well, something's not possible, there's two reasons for that. They're judging the past because it's never been done before. But just because it's never been done before doesn't mean it can't be done.
Mm-hmm.
So a great example is, how do you know as a small business you can't double your revenue? How do you know in the most difficult, challenging time we've seen in...
This is exactly what happens on Main Street all the time. I mean, one of the constant refrains people you hear on Main Street, somebody says to a small business owner, how did you do that? And the small business owner says,
right,
oh, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, no. Well, and that's the thing is, I've worked with organizations and huge companies as well, and sometimes executives are trying to motivate other people to really think out of the box, and people say, well, it can't be done. And what I do is I help them and say, whenever somebody says it can't be done, they're saying, judging from the past, it's mm-hmm. never been done. The other mm-hmm. thing about it is that some people are uncomfortable with making it brought a major declaration, a strong vision, because they don't see how to do it.
Or they're afraid they're going to break something. That's one of the things I think holds a lot of people back, is they're afraid they're going to break something. And that's not being a risk taker.
Risk takers do break things, right?
That's right.
But that's important. You bring up a really important point, because as an organization, if we want people to think of, come from anything as possible, we have to allow them to take risks. We cannot penalize people for taking any risks that make mistakes, because that's part of it. But let's look at Elon Musk. Even if people don't like him, although I do, but some people don't, and you know that's okay. He's done incredible stuff with his organization, right? He has a strong vision, but when he's making that declaration about in space, if you think that he knows exactly how to do it at the time he's declaring the vision, that's not the way people think.
He's a risk taker, that's
Kennedy
for sure.
Did that, right?
He's a risk taker.
And this is what business owners need to do. Make a strong declaration, as we talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I want to be? And then you figure out how. And anything is possible. And there's many strategies to go pursue that, which I've helped many organizations and small businesses do as well.
But first, you have to have a vision. And the other thing that you have to have,
yeah,
and this is really important if you're going to claim power, and I've talked about this all the time on the show, Stephen, you have to find a way to believe in yourself. You have to find the path to inside of you to where you can believe in yourself. Because if you're trying to do things like you've done and like I've done and like Elon Musk have done, if you don't, the world is going to push back on you, and if you don't believe in yourself, you won't claim your power. What do you think?
Well, that's true, right? And so how are you going to pursue that? And one of the strategies that, just to give people another strategy to think about how to be powerful, is one of my favorites, is called intentional disruption. We all can sometimes feel ourselves slipping to become conditional or powerless at times. And the worst thing we can do is wallow in that negativity, wallow in that state of mind, and we need to intentionally disrupt ourselves. So, for example, you're sitting at your desk, you're suddenly in a down mood because you got an email or something happened that didn't go well. You got to physically get up and do something different. That's an intentional disruption. In fact, there's two types of intentional disruption. One is physical, where we're actually doing something to change our state of mind, either moving or, you know, or making a phone call or reading a book that puts us in a different state of mind, watching a video that's funny, or a mental disruption, and that's by asking ourselves different questions. So, for example, instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Why do bad things happen? Or why is this going down the drain? Or some kind of negative oriented question, we want to ask ourselves, what am I learning from this situation? How am I going to improve about this? What's good about this situation? And if we ask ourselves different questions, we'll produce different answers.
And I also think you got to say, what did I do to contribute to this? You have to ask yourself.
Absolutely. What part did I play? Taking responsibility, right?
Stephen, I got to wrap it up here. We got to move on. JustBeHonest.com, is that right?
That's the case. JustBeHonest.com.
And your writings, your books, and folks, this article that we've been working off of is awesome. And it's about 9 strategies on becoming powerful. Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim, and have a great day.
We'll see you next time. Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.